This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local in studio now, a band called Scorpion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knox, that's going to be playing this Friday at a huge show. A bunch of rad bands, including Witch Mountain, Witch Ripper, and like I said, Scorponox. They're going to be playing Friday, February 8th at the Substation in Ballard and Fremont area. They have a new album called Every Part of the Animal. What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey,
what's
man?
Up?
Doing good. I guess before we go any further, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do with Scorponox?
Hi, I'm Aaron Nichols. I play drums.
I'm Mas and I play bass.
I'm Gib and I play the vocals.
I'm Devin and I play the guitar.
Right on. Well, welcome up to Loud and Local. You guys have an interesting formation story. I'm kind of interested because we were talking off air and you said that you took quite a few years off as a band and then you were able to come back together. Same lineup. That is something that you do not hear of very often. Usually, like, if people get back together, it's just like one or two members and they'll play with some new people. Why don't you tell me a little bit about when you guys first started and then what brought you back together?
When I was 2003 or four, I got kicked out of a band for being too loud. And I basically, Masa felt sorry for me. And I was like, hey, Gib, you can sing pretty good. And Gib's like, I can. And then the three of us bought a drum machine at Guitar Center. We're like, we're just going to do it this way. And then Aaron, somehow we roped him in. I think we gave him a coupon for a free back rub.
I remember being a bit hesitant at first, but then you guys roped me in and I realized like, why would you write these riffs? And then we started playing them and go, oh, that's why. 'Cause they're fun. That was it.
Nice. And then you guys played for a few years and then took a break or?
Yeah. I moved to Chicago to go pursue the snow. And I don't know, reasons unknown, I guess. Came back 8 years later and I was like, are we doing this again? And I guess we are. Here we are.
Right on. And when did you officially get back to playing together?
I think
a year and a half.
2016 we had a show back at the Substation because they always say yes and we pay them band rent too. So it's really pretty cool.
Nice. There you go. Do you guys like that place? It's a pretty cool venue, right?
Oh man, it's the best. It's one of a few places that's just keeping the scene alive.
Totally.
And the load-in is so much easier since we practice there, too.
There you go.
Yeah, they've been good to us.
Right on. So I got to ask you guys, what were some of your early influences? Let's go around. Let's start with you, Devin. What was like a band that early on made you get that light bulb moment? Like, man, I want to play music.
I remember a skater girl gave me a CD on the bus. She was like, you should have this CD. And I was like listening to Faith No More at the time. And I was into that a lot. But then she gave me Vulgar Display of Power.
Okay.
And that's when I realized I wanted to play guitar.
Nice.
Because
dude.
Yes.
Because Dimebag, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Track 9, Can't Stop It. It's the best.
I was trying to impress a girl and I shoplifted, what the heck was it? Tougher Than Leather. And then later I just wasn't as into that album because a different girl played something different. And that's the end of the story for me, man.
You were hooked.
Yeah, totally hooked. I'm like, what are you listening to? Ricky Martin? We're on. We're doing this, man.
Yes.
Yeah. For me, it was one of my dad's CD collection, or it wasn't a CD, I guess, but
yeah,
Stevie Ray Vaughan, I heard that.
Oh, cool.
Time, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to do this, you know.
And then you picked up a guitar from there?
Right, right.
Nice. Did he buy you the guitar, or did you buy it yourself? Or
yeah, he bought me a first guitar.
That's awesome. How old were you at the time?
I think it was – I was 13 or something like that.
And yeah. What part of Japan did you – Where you did you grow up in?
Shibuya, Tokyo.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, cool. I've been to Shibuya, Tokyo. That's awesome. Yeah. Did you get to go to any concerts around that area?
Yeah, my first concert I believe was Mike Stern, actually.
Wow. Okay.
Jazz guitar player. Yeah.
Nice, dude. Right on. And how about you, man?
The Police was my first real introduction to, you know, the band that made me want to play drums more than anything. Stuart Copeland is my guy, and. I've never been a big, you know, I like Neil Peart. I think he's a, you know, he's an incredible world-class drummer, but he just doesn't do it for me like Stuart. It's just something about that guy. And but I wanted to say that I think some of the stuff that where I've been able to connect with the Scorponok where I was would be bands stuff like Primus and Mr. Okay. Bungle. I think some of that kind of stuff is.
Yeah.
Can we just
yeah.
talk about how shots were fired at Neil Peart like right off the bat? It's a very ambitious move.
He's like, yeah, he's cool and all, but you know,
he's an incredible drummer. It's just, yeah,
it's not your thing.
I'll stop there.
It's all good. So Scorponok is in studio now, and the new album is called Every Part of the Animal. They are up on Bandcamp. You can get it streaming online. You can also purchase it at the show again, playing this Friday, February 8th, at the Substation in Ballard, Fremont area with Witch Mountain, Witch Ripper. There's a full lineup at KISW.com. We actually gave away tickets last night on Metal Shop to the show. So expect to get some Metal Shop listeners at the show on Friday.
Awesome.
We're going to play Gossip and Prince of the Blood. Is there anything you guys want to say about these songs off your new album?
They're kind of the slower ones, but we like them. Prince of the Blood is about inherited wealth and celebrity, I guess.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. Well, let's let her rip. Here's Gossip and Prince of the Blood, Scorponok in studio. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
I'm in your mind. the legacy. They got no talent but a wicked mind, but that never stopped from leaving us behind. They're born into what you can justify, skipping on up to the front of the line. The line lives on, breaking the flood, the only sun. The line lives on, breaking the flood.
Scorponox in studio, two songs back-to-back off of their new album called Every Part of the Animal, Prince of the Blood and Gossip. Before that, Scorponox is in studio, very, very cool record, and they're actually playing this Friday again, got to mention it, and that is Friday, February 8th at the substation in Ballard-Fremont area, right in between the two with Witch Mountain, Witch Ripper, a bunch of others. It's going to be starting, do you guys know what time the show is starting?
So it's pretty early, there's a lot of bands, I think it's
a lot of
8:30.
Bands.
8:30 is when it goes.
All right,
goes live.
But there's two stages, so it's almost going to have like a kind of a festival kind of feel to it, I think.
There's not going to be any downtime, which
That's
is
right.
perfect.
Right.
So you don't have to wait around. You can just go check out the other stage when they're done and then just go back and forth. And pretty cool. Like you said, you guys practice there, so it's not much of a load-in time.
We can just wheel the gear right up the ramp and come back.
That's great. So now that we have everything out of the way, now's the time for me to grill you guys. Here's the tough questions. First question I have for y'all, I like to ask this to a lot of bands because it kind of establishes maybe – you know, your roots, whether you're embarrassed of them or you're proud, it doesn't matter. I want the full truth. No trying to look cool here. What is the first album that you actually purchased on your own? Not a present or like a hand-me-down from a cool older brother or sister or something. What's the first CD, tape, record, whatever physical form of media it was that you purchased on your own? Devin, let's start with you.
So I got two because I had the like $25 and I just got a new CD player when I was 13. I
okay.
actually lucked into, never having heard him before, just thinking that someone told me they were cool, Alice in Chains, Dirt, and Beastie Boys, Check Your Head.
Good albums.
All downhill from there because those are really good.
Yeah, so you're like not going to hit that goodness next time.
Oh, yeah. As far as an actual purchase, like Jar of Flies.
So Alice in Chains, dude.
That kind of surprised me, too, because I wasn't really expecting the rest of the album to be that different. For
you
me.
Remember what store?
It was Payless or Pay and Save, I think, at the Lake Forest Park Mall.
Did you pay for it?
That one I paid for.
Shout out.
Rad.
Yeah.
Shout out Lake Forest Mall. What about you, Masa?
It was Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth.
Oh, nice.
I was asked to join the Megadeth cover band.
Really?
You had to figure them out quick. You know?
That's the best answer so
hey,
far.
You know, Marty Friedman lives in Japan now.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Yeah.
We were just talking about that last. You know,
we were, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what about you, man? What
oh,
was the
man,
first one
I'm
you
so
purchased?
Not metal. Genesis, Invisible Touch.
Nice.
1986.
Hell yeah.
The Music Land in the Mount Vernon Mall.
Shout out Mount Vernon Mall.
What is a music
all
land?
The malls around here.
Oh, yeah.
Was that like Sam Goody?
I think it was Music Land at the
music
time.
Music Land.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That really kind of shows the duality of this band. We got everything from Alice in Chains to Genesis to Megadeth. And I think if you really listen to this record, you can kind of see where all that influence comes from. It's kind of like you guys were saying off air, you guys aren't quite metal, but you're not quite just rock. You're heavy rock groove. You know what? In the 90s, there was a genre called groove metal. I'd say it's even groove metal.
Oh, all right. That's all right. Great.
That sounds good.
I'll take it.
Wait, who else is in that category?
Pantera's in that category.
Prong. Helmet.
Snap your fingers and then snap your neck immediately afterwards.
Yes. I saw Helmet play Army of Me by Bjork. That was the heaviest thing I've ever seen.
Nice.
But then again, I was the Genesis guy, so
I'd say the biggest groove metal band is probably Pantera though, but
that's
they
right.
were a little heavier than most of the groove metal genres.
We don't hold a candle to Pantera on the heavy level.
Oh,
but
no way, man.
But hey, let's not try to classify everything. You guys are just
right.
a rad band, and that's all that really matters. So we're going to talk a little bit about Northwest music here because obviously you guys are a Seattle band. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time? Let's go back the other way this time.
Boy, I've been struggling with this one. It's a toss-up between Voyager 1 and Sky Cries Mary.
Cool. I haven't heard those mentioned on the show before. I mean, I've heard them mentioned, offhand, but not as this question. That's cool. So, right on. You've seen both those bands before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What about you, Masa?
I think it would be Soundgarden.
Nice. As specific, what's your favorite Soundgarden song?
Maybe Spoon Man.
Nice. Right on.
Wow. I
you ever
am
met
surprised
him? You ever met the
that.
Spoon Man?
What's that?
You ever met the Spoon Man?
Yeah, I actually have.
Nice. Hell yeah. Oh,
Artis, right? That's his name? Artis? I think I've met him too, so hey.
I would think I'd have to go with Jimi Hendrix, just the massive celebrity factor of it, I guess.
Of course.
But
Hendrix,
then,
man.
Plus, he's just freaking awesome, and he's just an ultimate icon.
Yes, absolutely, man.
So I'll go with Soundgarden for old school, and then I really, really like Big Business a lot.
Yes, they have a new album coming out.
I'm excited about it.
Hell yeah. Just heard the new song this week. We actually should play it this week on the show.
Nice.
Let's try it a little bit later. So here's Scorponox, in case you're just tuning in. You're like, who are these guys talking about all this stuff? I don't know who they are. It's Scorponox, and they're playing again this Friday at the substation in Ballard. I suggest you go and check out this music live. Their new album is called Every Part of the Animal. You can get it online. You can check it out, or you can purchase it at the show. I would suggest you do that. And we're going to play a song called The Professor before we go into commercial break here. What's this one about?
This is about a guy who is a scientist who experiments on humans and is betrayed by his really attractive female lab assistant and is arrested by the science police.
Good Lord. All right. It's a bit of a story. After that, we have one called Under the Skin. Anything you want to say about that one before we jump into it?
No, not really.
No? All right.
That's enough.
Let her rip. It's Scorponox here on The Rock.
once or twice. When it tells the death for the dream I fight. For good of all, let's fear our lives of humans. Keep it quiet or my reputation's ruined. Oh my darling, you're leaving me on my own. Just keep your filthy hands off of my experiment. My experiment. Walking, talking. My experiment. Why did you betray me? You were sent by science to save me, but instead you sought to enslave me and let me lie in my bloodstained lab coat. Why did you betray me? You were sent by science to save me, but instead you sought to enslave me and let me lie in my bloodstained lab coat. We'll fight to the end of our mortal sleep. There is time to save my mind with laser beams. Cause if they think that they can imprison my genius, take a form that has a deadly weakness. My treacherous darling, don't be leaving me on my own. Just keep your filthy hands off of my experiment. My experiment. Who the hell are these guys? There's a Korean you born. Keep their hands off of my experiment. Why did you betray me? You were sent by science to save me, but instead you sought to enslave me and let me lie in my blood still like cold. Why did you betray me? You were sent by science to save me, but instead you sought to enslave me. And let me lie in my blood still as cold.
Consumed
And Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Scorpion Ox in studio here on Loud and Local. Thanks for coming up to the studio, y'all.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks a lot for having us.
Hell yeah. Very, very stoked to have you guys up here. The new album is badass. Every part of the animal. What made you guys name it that, first off?
We were actually trying to think of a better band name. And we couldn't because they're really hard. I mean, I know our band name is not very good, but every part of the animal came up. Like, that's a good album name. So we just did it. Yeah. By the way, Scorpion Ox is named after a Transformer. So when Mattel sues us, you know why.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
They're taking us off the air. It's going to be tough.
When Scorpion Ox, when you guys get sued, you just do it backwards. So it'll be Znockni Kip.
Oh, perfect.
They can take all the millions of dollars we've made. From this band.
Yes, yes. Millions and millions. They'll be making more millions this weekend, the beginning of the weekend, Friday, February 8th at the substation in Ballard, Fremont area with Witch Mountain and Witch Whipper. What can we expect from the Scorpion Ox set, my friends?
You can expect four guys that have been playing together for almost 20 years to be really tight and very heavy, but not as heavy as some of these other bands. Witch Whipper is incredible. Summoned by Giants, incredible. I'm excited for the show because as a fan, when I'm done, I get to go get a tall boy and watch these guys.
Absolutely. Shout out to the substation for supplying a rad venue for local music and also for touring bands to come through and play some – display their wares, their good music. So, again, substation, great venue in the Northwest. What are some of your favorite venues that have maybe – not with us today. Any venues you guys want to shout out? Like
old
school?
Missed the OK Hotel, but
nice.
What else?
Rock Candy.
I never got to go into Rock Candy. I was too young.
I was too young for that.
Fair enough. Well, either way,
Color Box maybe.
You missed the Color Box.
Maybe not. Maybe that wasn't the best venue in the world, but but I do have a few good memories there.
Yeah. All right. Well, either way, Substation is what we got today. So support it while we can before it becomes one of those old school venues that we forget about. All right. So go to the show and support this band. What do you guys got going on for 2019, the rest of the year? It's pretty early, I know, to call it. But
it's pretty early. Yeah. We got a couple of shows lined up. We'll be at Lucky Liquor with Detonator and possibly our good friends Kings of Cavalier.
Nice.
I'm excited about that show because we've never gone down there. It's going to be good.
Cool dive bar with some heavy music.
I heard it's kind of a good, tight, small room, and the booker seems pretty excited about the show, so it's going to be great. And then we've got a show back at Substation on May 10th. We are with Gaytheist and another great bill, and we're excited about that. And then possibly a little mini tour to a few small towns in the summer.
Cool. Right on. A lot of cool stuff coming up. What do you guys want to thank or shout out? I'm going to give you guys the floor right now to speak your truth.
I will always give a shout out to T-Bossa and Ken Tinnitus at Substation for always just like the scene is what it is because of those guys. Zoe at Daryl's is amazing. Love Daryl's. Kings of Cavalier are some of the greatest dudes and just a great band.
Nordis,
of course.
Yes.
And happy 40th birthday, Chris, by the way, if you're listening. They just had a rager last night at High Dive.
Nice.
Anybody else? I know I'm forgetting 1,000 awesome bands.
Everyone. I'm going to hear about it later.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I think our time's up.
No, I hate you all.
All right. Well, we're going to play one more song. This song's called Venom, Scorponox. Check them out Friday at the Substation with Witch Mountain, Summoned by Giants, Witch Ripper, many, many more. They're going to be hitting the stage. You guys know approximately what time?
I think 9:30 is our slated time, maybe a little later than that, depending on how things go.
All right. Well, just show up and support all the bands. Here is Venom. What do you guys want to say about this one before we go?
This is our most standard metal dad rock song.
We dad rock! Song.
That's right. I'm a dad, and I try to rock. So here you go.
There we go. Here it is. Scorponox. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
I'm captured by demons, I hear them all screaming, all out for my blood. Shadows in darkness, I search for a vision, but I stay in prison, I'm under the door. Fighters are hold of me, tearing the light away. I have become the prey, they become wood. Baked into my flesh, I cry out in horror, as words of me tortured, it's never but now. Thinking in hollow, feeling the pain. Fit in the spaces, so back that they traffic. These thoughts I'm photographing and feel my pain. I come to realize that I am changing. My legs free of raging, back from my pain. Succumb to darkness, now one of the interest. Vanity, resistance, I reap for a taste. Venom, it's in your brain. Venom, drive me insane. Venom, it brings me back. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.